Hello and welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. I am your host, Mr. Obvious. Let's take a call. Mr. Obvious Show.
Help, Mr. Obvious, help. You gotta help me, please.
Hold on.
Help.
Hold on a minute, caller. Just calm down. Cool your jets. Is this the way we start a phone call? Caller?
I'm sorry, Mr. O. Hello, is this Mr. Obvious Show?
Speaking.
Hey, Mr. Obvious. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, hello. Thanks for calling the Mr. Obvious Show.
Sure thing.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Obvious, jeez, you got to help me out. I got a bear in my crawl space.
Whoa, a bear?
Yeah, I got a bear there.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure, Mr. O. I can hear him down there growling.
You can? What does he sound like?
You know, it's kind of a growling, kind of a...
Now, caller, this wouldn't be a garbage disposal, would it?
A garbage disposal? What am I, an idiot, Mr. Obvious? I know what a garbage disposal sounds like. It's more like a...
It's just that I talked to a fellow one time who thought he had a critter under his sink. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, you say he's got a critter and you can hear him. Now, what kind of sound does he make, caller?
Kind of like...
This is under your sink in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, I think I know what your problem is, caller. It's a garbage disposal.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Do you remember that, caller?
I don't know. Let me think, Mr. Obvious.
Mm-hmm. All right, forget the garbage disposal. Have you seen this bear in your crawl space?
No way, Mr. Obvious. I'm scared to go down there. Bears are big and scary. Have you ever seen a bear, Mr. O?
Well, of course, I know what a bear is capable of doing. It's just that I have a hard time believing you have an actual bear in your crawl space.
Well, I know it seems weird, but I think he must go down there whenever it rains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get out of the damp weather. It's been raining a lot around here, and I think this bear must have crawled into my crawl space to get out of the rain.
Hold on a minute, caller. Did you say you just noticed the bear in your crawl space after getting a lot of rain?
Yep. Yeah, it's been raining cats and dogs around here, Mr. Obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's just an expression, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there ain't really cats and dogs coming down.
Yes, caller, I'm following you.
I didn't want you to think I was crazy, Mr. Obvious. Anyway, so I got this bear in my crawl space, and he must have crawled down there to get out of the puddles of water that are all over the place.
So you got a lot of rain, and you noticed the bear making noises down there.
Yeah, kind of a growling and breathing like a...
Caller, I think I've solved your mystery. It is not a bear.
No? What are you thinking it is? Like a badger, ocelot, hedgehog, venomous duck?
No, caller. I think what you have in your crawl space is a sump pump.
Sump pump?
Yeah.
That's a funny name, Mr. Obvious. Is that like, kind of like one of them made-up animals, like a unicorn, or a pegasus, or a kangaroo?
Kangaroo?
Yeah, sump pump. So are these things vicious? They got claws and big old sharp fangs?
Listen carefully, caller. A sump pump is an appliance, a machine that is installed in basements and crawl spaces. It pulls excess water out and keeps the area dry.
So it's like a vacuum for water?
Why, yes, caller, that's exactly it. You're catching right on.
Huh. So they ain't scary or vicious or nothing?
Not at all, caller.
Huh. I never made the connection. Sump pump. Sump pump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such a dummy. I sure thought it was a big old bear, though. I could hear him down there growl with it.
Yeah, I'm sure it sounded scary, caller. Some of those sump pumps are a bit noisy. I think if you take a look in your crawl space, you'll find the ground is dry, your pump hard at work keeping the water at bay.
Well, I guess I could go down and take a look at the sump pump. Sump pump. Yeah, I got my cordless phone here. Let me just go on down and take a look, see? Oh, yeah, looky there. Well, hello, Mr. Sump Pump. Boy, it's a big old sump pump, Mr. O. Real hairy, too. Hey there, Mr. Sump Pump.
Caller.
Ain't you supposed to be sucking that water up?
Caller.
Come on, get over there, boy. Start sucking on that water.
that was Biff Hastie.
You ought to see him, Mr. O. He's coming right over here. Yeah, Mr. Sump Pump, get that work here. It's going to dry up my back.
This is all the time we have. Join us again next time on the Mr. Obvious Show.
Oh, boy.